We're here on KSOM. We're talking high school volleyball, and Nottoway Valley is having a good, solid season so far with 9 victories on the year. Head coach Allison Kibberts joins me now. And, Coach, it's kind of hard to believe that you're running out of conference games with the conference tournament coming up, and you got another tournament with Greene County coming up later this week. Tuesday night, it's a triangular with you and Southeast Warren and Mount Air. How are you feeling overall about your volleyball team at this point in the season?
Yeah, it's been pretty good so far. At the beginning of the season, I wouldn't say we had super high goals. You know, our main one was just kind of growth as we went through. And I think the girls have done great at being able to play together and kind of get that chemistry and getting a lot more skill developed, I would say, in certain aspects. Beginning of the season, we start out pretty strong and heavy in games, like I think a lot of other teams do. And so now we're kind of starting to get to where we only play once a week, which is nice to kind of be able to focus on some things too. But so far I've been pretty impressed with them and how they've been playing this year.
What's been the biggest reason with how they've kind of come together? Because you had pieces coming from OM, you had new players coming in, you had players from last year coming in, you're coming in. You know, what do you think kind of meshed them all together?
You know, I think the biggest thing is just these girls are so resilient. There's a lot of mental toughness I see with them. There's no quit. you know, we've had different situations throughout the year that have been very close games and we went to multiple sets with. And that's been something that we've kind of been trying to work on is just that resiliency. And I've just seen a lot of growth in that, too. You know, we have a lot of athletic girls and a lot of leadership on different areas and things like that. And I think they've really been able to kind of come together and play as a team and be able to finish games too.
What has worked offensively for you right now? Emma Boswell has got 125 kills. She seems to be pretty strong in there. Kylie Nelson kind of in support with 78. How do you feel about the offense and what's been generating that?
Sure. I think a big focus for us this year is really trying to minimize our unforced errors and just making sure, you know, we're not just giving away free points to the other team. Emma can hit really hard. you know, she's a good athlete and she's able to move the ball around and she's pretty smart on where she needs to hit on offense. And, you know, when she hits at her full power, I think it's something that's always going to, you know, go down for a kill. And, teams aren't going to be able to respond to that and defend it very well. So she's obviously been one of our players who's been pretty tough on offense for us. Addie Hare is the other left side that's pretty tough for us. She's just very consistent, I think, on her side and able to get the ball over and in play. And then Kylie's been able to move it around the corners a lot too for us too. We have a lot of people who are willing to step up in different situations, which I think is great. But I think right now Emma kind of really does anchor our offense and our setters have been able to kind of help out with that as well. Maddie Thompson has been playing a 5-1 most of the year because Adelaide's been injured as we went through because we were originally going to start out in the 6-2. But Maddie has really stepped up to that occasion as well in the setting aspect of that.
Right. How about defensively? What have you seen on that side of the ball?
So Allie Cornelson's our libero. She kind of anchors us in the back, and she's just really good about getting to spots quickly. You know, she's really fast. She sees the court. She's been able to kind of cover most of that back row for us. And we've also have other players who are either playing all the way around and are pretty solid in that back row or that have been able to be kind of a mainstay in that back row too. You know, Izzy Eisbach's been put in a pretty hard position on the right. Sometimes I feel like other teams really aim for that right spot in the backside. And she's been great about getting some digs and digging up some tips and being able to communicate on that as well. But, you know, I think we've been pretty solid in both offensive and defensive. It's just kind of trying to take it up to that next notch as well.
Yeah. I mean, you've had some good wins in the conference and some tight losses. I mean, the Central Decatur match, for instance, that came right down to the wire, and it must have just been one or two things that that went against you there.
Yeah, the Central Decatur loss has been probably our toughest one this year for sure. That was a game, and I think all the girls probably tell you the same thing. You know, we thought we kind of had, but any team at any time can kind of show up and come back at the end, and that's kind of what happened. And I think that was a learning moment for us, too, of trying to make sure that we're in the place that we're at and able to finish at the end and having that mental toughness and being able to push through at that as well. But we have gone, you know, multiple sets with multiple teams this year, and it has come down to the wire in a lot of them of having to play a deciding set. You know, our crowd has been great this year. I think that the girls really thrive off of that. I also think just us, you know, building and celebrating against each other or with each other has really been helpful as well. But these girls have, they've played a lot of volleyball, and we've came to a lot of very, you know, mentally tiring games just because we've played so long. And I think that's really at a good place where I've really been proud of them this year, is that they've been able to fight through that.
Well, Tuesday night might be your most difficult test, because in a triangular, Mount Air and Southeast Warren are both undefeated in conference play right now. You got to face both of them. They'll have to play one another as well to determine who would be the regular season champ. Just how do you see that challenge, and how you think your girls might respond?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I think we're kind of the underdog in this situation, but I kind of like that position. It's always nice to come in as the underdog. You don't have super high expectations for you, but I think that's when you can kind of play your hardest and leave it all out on the court. And, you know, anything that you do, it's not like you have the super high expectations there, but we're going to prepare just like we would for any other team and try to play up to our game and ability. I think that's something that they've done really well this year, is no matter who we've played, we've been able to play to the level of our competition to a standpoint. Southeast Warren and Mount Air are going to be pretty tough for us for sure right now. They're kind of the top two teams in the conference, but I think that's a good proving point for us too as well.
Well, Coach, best of luck against the Raiders and Warhawks. Maybe give them a little bit of a surprise, and really appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
And that's what we're hoping for. Thanks for covering us.
Allison Kibberts, head coach for Nottoway Valley Volleyball, with us here on KSOM.